We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to welcome you to My Music and to tell you that John Amis has as his partner Frank Muir, while Ian Wallace is partnered by Dennis Norton. The scorer, Leonie, in her place as usual. We go on to the first question. John Amis. John, a touch of opera, a singer in the French language, so one might reasonably expect a French singer, perhaps. Who in what?
Modi d'emploi, modi message, Monseigneur notre prince, auquel je suis soumis, m'ordonne de chercher le comte Henri, son fils. Ce démon incarné, mon élève et mon maître, qui sont mon ordre, hélas, loin de la cour, s'est avisé de disparaître.
Pour jouer quelques nouveaux tours.
First of all, who?
Moi, la plume de ma tante.
Tante.
It's a Liam putting on a French accent.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Lovely. Who do you think you are? Contori? Or Jaganori?
I was his tutor.
Yes.
I was the Count's tutor.
Yes, by whom, please, just to get the opera right?
Rossini.
Rossini's La Contori, yes. That was Ian at Glyndebourne in 1957. And I'm glad you knew what it was. And Dudgeon knew what he was, because he actually sang Le Contori somewhere in the middle of that recitative, didn't you? Actually sang the words, Le Contori. Yes. Yeah. Frank, who composed this music? And I'll give you a clue. His address was Sans Souci Palace, Potsdam, Prussia. Lovely, healthy music.
He was a flautist, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. An amateur, to boot.
A friend of Voltaire.
Yeah.
And Potsdam meant that he... In a palace in Potsdam meant that he was the King of Prussia.
Yes.
So it would be Frederick, wouldn't it?
Yes, Frederick.
The Great.
The Great. 1712 to 86. If I'd let you go on, you'd have given us the years. Yes. Frederick the Great composed that music.
Was Frederick the Great the one that Macaulay wrote? Because he used to kick. He used to have a habit of kicking his bodyguard. And Macaulay wrote something to the effect that he didn't just kick them indiscriminately. He said he required provocation as well as proximity.
Yes,
you know, Johannes Brahms once wrote, one should never criticise a royal composition because you never know who wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he wrote it, didn't he?
Yes, he's one of the sort of genuine royals among composers, I think, isn't he? You know, Frederick the Great. Ian, what was this before it went pop? Subtle rhythm, Ian. Was it?
Is that one that goes?
I'm just playing for time.
Well, it would be in three time, wouldn't it?
We would. Yes, it would be a waltz.
Waltz, yes, and it would
from a ballet.
From a ballet, yes. Probably by Delibes, I should guess.
Yeah, it might have been by Delibes. Yes, I suppose it might have been. Yes,
Sylvia.
No, I don't think so.
That's right, yes.
Was it?
No.
Coppelia?
You said it with such conviction, I think you must have a mark. Coppelia? Well, it's the waltz from Coppelia by Delibes.
I thought it was.
How many marks do you think we should get out of it?
Well, I think, I mean, you gave me Delibes, so I don't think I get
you
the
get
full
a half mark.
One and 14.27.
Yes. The waltz from Coppelia was borrowed by Barry Mason and recorded there by the Max Sams Singers. Dennis, who composed this song? About that. Who composed that?
Well, that's one of the few that I do know through exposure to this game, mainly.
Yes.
That's a Chopin, originally. It was a Chopin number first. the cover version was done, called I'm... Actually, there's a game that we play called the Don Amici game. You know that I'll be Don Amici in the Taxi Honey, where you put film stars'
I'll
names.
I'll be Don Amici in the Taxi Honey.
And that time always Jason Robards.
Well, yes, Carroll and McCarthy's I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, based on Chopin's Fantaisie Impromptu, which in turn was based on an earlier piece by Moscheles.
Well, that gets Carroll and McCarthy off the hook.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That's right. Yes, they won the case.
Yeah. Yes.
Dorothy Parker once said that Verlaine was always chasing Rambos.
Yes, he might have done
it. It wasn't set to music, though.
The next round involves a set of musical curiosity or two to do with names. John, which orchestral conductor might nominally be expected to be a player of the panpipes?
You know, you don't mean fistulari, do you?
Yes, fistula, pipe or flute, fistulari, you'd expect to be a player of some sort of instrument of that kind. Frank, which Olympic athletic event makes use of piano wire? Now, there's a strange thing.
The harp, skip and jump.
That I had not thought of.
Beyond that, I'm not really prepared to go.
No, well, I don't wish you to go any further than that. My answer is infinitely duller, as always. The hammer throw, which uses piano wire between the handle and the hammerhead. A very nasty event if you happen to be standing to windward. Ian, which composer might logically be expected to live in a new German castle?
New German castle.
Yes. New.
Dennis might help a bit.
New castle upon Rhine.
Well, that's where... Maybe that's where he lives, but his name...
Castel.
Dennis is on
Castel.
The
track. Castel. Oh, yes. Castel Nuovo. Tedesco.
Tedesco, yes. Castle New German. Castel Nuovo Tedesco, yes. Dennis, who was Sally Adams and Vera Charles in America, but Mimi Paragon in London?
Well, I only know one of those references. It's very hard round, this, actually.
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
There's only one
Mimi
person.
Paragon, because I happened to do a programme with this lady.
Yep.
Which she sang a marvellous song called Why Do the Wrong People Travel.
No card, yes.
Which comes from Sail Away. No Cards, right. And it's Elaine Stritch.
Yes, Elaine Stritch played Sally Adams in Call Me Madam, Vera Charles in Maine, in America on US tours, on American tours, and she played the lead in Sail Away in New York and London, and that was Mimi Paragon. It was Elaine Stritch, yeah. John, allow me to play you on the piano the opening statement of the second movement from a sonata in F by the second child and eldest son of Johann Sebastian Bach. Second child and eldest son, I said. So what were his names?
Karl Friedrich Emanuel?
No.
Johann Christian?
No.
Walter Friedrich?
No, you haven't got him yet.
Tottelbot Engelbert Humperdinck?
Sid.
Schmuck? It was, I'm sorry, it was Wilhelm Friedemann Bach.
Well, didn't I include that?
No, you got all the others in. All the other 21, I think, were there.
Oh, dear.
Actually, the first four notes of that theme provides our theme for the rest of this round. These four notes. Frank, a French song for which you might perhaps supply two titles.
By my window.
Yes. Title.
The falling lips.
God, try and get a title out of Frank. Yes.
It's falling lips.
Or
Les Feuilles Mortes.
Yes, Les Feuilles Mortes. Or what season of the year would this be?
The fall.
Yes. Well, or
autumn leaves.
Autumn leaves. Thank you.
Autumnal.
You have to sort of drag it out in these. <aren't you? laughs> Ian, you've got that right, Frank. Ian, Irving Berlin's version this time, the same four notes after a single rest beat.
They say that falling in love is wonderful.
That's right, from Annie Get Your Gun. Dennis, same four notes again with a chord on the fourth note that gives the title away. It's a British song, listen.
Neighbours.
Yes. What's the first word?
Friends and neighbours.
Friends, yes. Yeah. Friends and neighbours, yes.
Sid Colin.
Sid Colin and
Malcolm Lockyer.
Malcolm Lockyer wrote it, yes, for a television
series. I told the wife you'd be better off in Blackpool.
Well, you were trying to get that in right from the start, weren't you?
They've got a pier, which is more than they've got here. Tee, diddle, diddle, bum, bum, bum.
Not a song I know.
I was hoping to get a bonus, Mark.
Let's just dash through some song lyrics. They all concern me, my life, like me and my shadow, or the breeze and I. John, when I was a tiny boy, what was the weather like?
When that I was a tiny,
yes,
tiny boy. Oh, the wind, it blew every day.
Yes, the rain, it raineth every day.
Yes,
from the wind and the rain. Yes.
Shakespeare.
Right. Frank, what can change my complexion?
A lot of brandy and soda.
As you see.
A little less.
Do you want
the object of my affection.
The object of my affection can change my complexion. That's right.
From blue to rosy.
Right. It's rosy green, yes. Ian, how exactly do my dreams resemble bubbles? Question to ask an Arsenal supporter, isn't it? Yes. Just like my dreams, they
fade and die.
Fade and die.
Thank you very much.
One to you and a bonus mark to the audience, yes. Dennis, why did I have to call you up this morning?
To see if everything was quite all right.
Still all right, yes.
Because I didn't sleep a wink last night.
Didn't sleep a wink last night. Quite right. Mm. I dug out the old Frank Sinatra record of that, which is lovely, but I noticed something that I hadn't noticed in the original days of its being issued, and that is this very careful enunciation of the words. I couldn't sleep a wink last night. Listen to Frank Sinatra.
I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Lovely song.
Well, it crossed line with a choir rehearsal.
There's a story about Sir Thomas Beecham, who was discussing with somebody the very short list of great British composers, Purcell, Delius, Byrd, and so on. What about Elgar? Somebody said. Well, what about him? Asked Sir Thomas. Is he ill? Musicians are not always very generous about one another's talents, but there are exceptions. I'm going to ask each of you to tell us who you think said of whom he was the greatest composer that ever lived. I would uncover my head and kneel before his tomb. Strong words. John, who might have said that, and about whom, perhaps?
Well, if it had just been the first line by itself, I would have said it was Haydn of Mozart.
It's like what he said to Mozart's father, isn't it?
Right.
Yes, that would do nicely. I mean, Haydn would have said that about Mozart, perhaps did. Frank?
I've to be quite absolutely honest with you, straight as a die, I've forgotten what the quotation is.
Haven't we all?
It's only about a hat and a grave.
He was the wore a hat and could kneel.
He was the greatest composer that ever lived. I would uncover my head and kneel before his tomb.
Oh, little Boyd kneel at the foot of the bed.
Yes. Yes, all right. Yes, okay. Ian, who do you think?
Well, could have been Schubert about Mozart, or it could have been Hammerstein about Rogers. It's about as far as I can go.
Well, Hammerstein, frankly, went before Rogers did, so he wouldn't have said I would kneel before his
tomb. Yes, but I mean, you could still say that.
Yeah, all right, yes, yes. All right, yes. Yes, all right.
He
Dennis.
Didn't know, did he?
Dennis.
Well, you know I have not the faintest idea, but I've never given an answer on this programme, which includes these two composers. I think it was Castel Nuovo de Kerkovo of Buxtehude.
You're very nearly right.
Composer's names.
Was it Wagner about Beethoven?
No. He was the greatest composer that ever lived. I would uncover my head and kneel before his tomb, said Beethoven of Handel. Let's move on. Words and lyrics. Sometimes the same phrase occurs in two quite different songs, or maybe they have a key word in common. John, can you think of two songs that mention Araby?
Well, the Sheikh of...
Yes.
Pinter.
And an older song, a drawing room ballad about songs.
Don't know any drawing room ballads.
Well, you've got half a mark. I'll sing these songs of Araby is the one I had in mind.
Ian is...
Yeah. Mm. Frank, two songs that include the phrase, My Heart Stood Still.
The song called My Heart Stood Still.
That's one of them, yes.
Oh, a bit of a pause now. There's another one, is there?
Yeah, on the piano, I'll play. My heart stood still.
Once again I seem to get that old yearning.
Yes. The song title then is...
That old feeling.
We made it, yes. That old feeling. Yes. 15th and 16th bars of it. Yes, you get a mark. Ian, two songs that mention more or less Woolworths.
Woolworths. Oh, well, there's one, you said more or less, there's one by my great favourite, Nat King Cole. I met a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store.
5 and 10 cent store, that's one of them. Yes.
And probably Dennis knows the other one.
Well, you know the other one.
I can't give you anything.
You know it.
Yeah.
Yes. Your side got it. I can't do anything with love.
Yeah, and in Sinatra, when he sings My Kind of Town, he goes the Woolworth Building.
Chicago is. Yes, that's right. Good. Dennis, two songs that end with the words real live girl or gal. Two songs.
I'd sooner have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-hearted real live girl. Man.
Yeah. Or...
Oh, there's one called Real. Pardon me, yes. Miss, but I've never done this with a real...
Yes, from the show Little Me. Yeah, you've got the mark. Yeah. All the four songs in these closing minutes of our programme begin this week with the letter A, the first words being, respectively, Auf, Amor, and All. Frank, first, who offers Auf, Auf Wiedersehen, my dear?
Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen, my dear, Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen, my dear, Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen, my dear, Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen, my dear.
John has sung Amor ti vieta from Giordano's Fedora before on this programme, which means that the audience is in good luck. He, I hope, is in good voice, and I am in the key of five sharps. Okay? Right.
Amor ti vieta.
There can't be many songs that begin with the word and, but one of the most tuneful was written in 1921 by Ivan Novello for a show called A to Z. And her mother came too, Dennis.
Mm. Yeah. My car will meet her, and her mother comes too. It's a two-seater, still her mother comes too. And when they're visiting me, we finish afternoon tea. She loves to sit on my knee, and her mother does too. We go to Maxine's, and her mother comes too. How long a snack seems when her mother comes too. She simply won't take a snub. I go and sulk at the club, then have a bath and a rub, and her brother does too.
I have a feeling, like, have you ever started off your car and you've gone about half a mile and you find you've still got the handbrake on?
Yes, that's my accompaniment all over. Ian, all the things you are.
Trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights the star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
Lovely opening line by Oscar Hammerstein, "You are the promised kiss of springtime." All I can offer now is the promised final score, a victory on this particular occasion for Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.